This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load 'em up, boys. We're baby crockets when you need them. Here we go, hour number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A lot of states, and I have long figured it would be the states that did this, simply because I didn't really know who else was going to do it. A lot of states are now trying to emulate the immigration activists when it comes to gun rights. Now, right now, this executive action that we're seeing that Biden is trying to put together to strengthen federal gun law, state legislators across the country are working to weaken their enforcement by emulating immigration activists. Now, since 1987, Oregon has prohibited law enforcement agencies from arresting or detaining people whose only crime was entering or living in the U.S. illegally. Hundreds of other jurisdictions have followed suit, becoming so-called sanctuary cities or, in some cases, sanctuary states. Anthony Sabatini, a Republican member of the Florida House of Representatives, says the methods we need to use are the ones already being used by the left. Nullifying unconstitutional federal law is both legal and the right thing to do. Sabatini is co-sponsoring a Florida bill that would bar state employees from enforcing or attempting to enforce any of the several listed federal gun controls, including taxes, registration bans, and more. State employees who violate that prohibition would be permanently barred from working for Florida's government, which that's a pretty interesting step to take. In April, Republican governors in Arizona, West Virginia, and Montana signed similar bills into law, while Arkansas's governor, also a Republican, vetoed a bill. Such measures have passed in the Alabama Senate, the Missouri House, and the South Carolina House. It's actually passed in its entirety here in South Carolina, as well as legislative committees in Texas, New Hampshire, and Louisiana. Bills have also been introduced in North Carolina, Georgia, Minnesota, Ohio, Nebraska, and Iowa. Many states already defy federal law through both immigration sanctuary and marijuana legalization. Now, Sabatini says, in terms of method, it's identical. Sanctuary cities have stopped reporting to or dealing with immigration and customs enforcement. And that's basically what we're doing. The legal case does not depend on the constitutionality of the law if a state wants to nullify in this way. Under the anti-commandeering doctrine, a principle that has been upheld in five Supreme Court cases from 1842 to 2018, the federal government can't require state or local officials to participate in the enforcement of federal law. Michael Bolden, founder and executive director of the 10th Amendment Center, says we know this stuff has been working. The right can continue to complain about the things the left is successful at, or we can look at it, learn from it, and replicate it. But the right has been sort of, well, I don't even know if that's true. it seems like the right has been wary of embracing nullification. In March 2018, when the Trump administration was battling sanctuary cities, soon-to-be National Security Advisor John Bolton challenged a concept in an interview with Breitbart. He said the idea that law enforcement at lower levels shouldn't be required to cooperate with the feds is just unthinkable. That was also proposed by South Carolina Senator John C. Calhoun before the Civil War, to say that South Carolina and other slave states would not enforce federal law regarding slavery. But Bolden says this argument is ahistorical. The anti-commandeering doctrine originated in the 1842 Supreme Court case, Prigg versus Pennsylvania, which upheld the Keystone State's right not to enforce the Fugitive Slave Act of 1793. Bolden says the bottom line is nullification, banning participation in federal enforcement, was actually a tool of the anti-slavery abolitionist North, and when South Carolina seceded, they issued a document to explain their rationale, specifically citing Northern nullification of the Federal Fugitive Slave Act. Now, the most effective opponents of gun nullification bills have been law enforcement groups, such as the sheriff's associations in Missouri and Arkansas, which have tried to render them toothless. Bolden thinks police departments want to continue enforcing federal law because it's lucrative, bringing in money from federal grants and civil asset forfeiture. He said, I don't think they'll admit they're getting a bunch of loot to do this federal enforcement, but they certainly are. The most effective way to oppose federal overreach is at the local level. Bolden argues that the whole idea of federalism is so important because it's the only way you can have a country with a few hundred million people with a wide range of social, economic, and political viewpoints living together in peace. But nullification also can flow back upward. Now that 36 states have nullified federal marijuana prohibition by allowing medical or recreational use, Bolden argues the federal government will soon have to follow suit. Which is an interesting little concept. What he's saying is that as more and more states, which right now the majority of states have nullified the criminalization of marijuana, which, statistically speaking, you would think would lower crime and incarceration. It would, when it becomes legal, it becomes a, something you can sell. So it becomes it, and I don't know. I've heard that you can't take marijuana money, for example, and put it in a bank that is insured by the FDIC, which is all of them. So maybe this would set it up to where they could go into it, the money could go into a bank. But they're basically saying that when it reverses itself this way, when it flows back upward, that the feds are going to have to admit and then allow for it to be decriminalized federally as well. Which is an interesting little thing to consider. But localism. This is what they're calling this new movement, localism. And, to a certain degree, all politics are local anyway. So they say. but I'm excited to see this happen. I've been wondering what's going to happen with all of these constitutional carry states if the Biden administration were to manage to pull off some of the stuff they want to do. I have this feeling that a lot of them would tell them to pound sand. Although, I'm waiting for some governor, and Missouri sort of came close to it, but I'm waiting for somebody to say, if you come in and try to enforce these federal laws, we will arrest you too. We'll arrest you for breaking our law. I'm waiting to see that happen too. I may be waiting a long time, though, because we're talking about politicians. We're not talking about people that have common sense. We're talking about politicians. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
NASCAR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com. Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. There is little reason to expect the ATF's proposed ghost gun. You know, that's an easy way to say home-built gun. Regulations to actually eliminate home-built guns. This doesn't mean the plans to regulate the market for 80% receivers and otherwise impose new red tape on gun users and makers won't have an impact. They will undoubtedly create headaches for many, many, many people. But it does mean that the vague verbiage in the proposed rules has a long way to go through a comment period, implementation effort, court challenges before we know what any of this means. And it certainly won't be the end of home-manufactured ghost guns, no matter what they advertise. There is simply no way to regulate this. No way. They can, you know, whatever they try, whatever they want to come up with or something else, the gun industry, of all industries out there where they try to play this game, the gun industry is the one that is the most clever when it comes to this nonsense. Now, President Joe Biden entered the White House promising to toughen government restrictions on privately owned firearms, but most of his schemes require legislative action of the sort that's tough to get through a closely divided Congress. He can revise administrative rules such as those around the legal home manufacture of firearms. Now, the Justice Department, within 30 days, will issue a proposed rule to stop the proliferation of ghost guns. This is what the White House announced on April the 7th. We're experiencing a growing problem. Criminals are buying kits containing nearly all the components and directions for finishing a firearm within as little as 30 minutes and using these firearms to commit crimes. Within 30 minutes. Trying to think of how long that would actually take to do. It's longer than 30 minutes. You know, in fact, criminals being criminals, they've long armed themselves without regard for laws intended to restrict their activity. An estimated 287,400 prisoners have possessed a firearm during their offense, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics. This noted in 2016 after a survey of prison inmates. 56 stole it, 56%. 6% found it at the scene of the crime. 7% obtained it off the street or from underground markets. Most of the remainder had obtained it from a family member or friend or as a gift. 7% purchased it under their own name from a licensed gun dealer. Notice there's no percentage in there of people who got in there and said, I built it. I built it. Well, to the extent that privately manufactured guns find their way into criminals' hands, they're just another way of supplying people who don't obey laws anyway. I mean, I've got two here that if my house were to be robbed, they would have, a home manufactured gun kit, except mine were actually manufactured by Ace Firearms, by Roger Ward. So they don't apply, and I really would love to know if they're applying this whole ghost gun moniker to guns that have the serial numbers rubbed off of them. It's a minor thing on my part. Now, the president issued his order, and the ATF has obliged with a 115-page document that redefines what constitutes firearms and addresses popular kits for assembling weapons, among other issues. Since many end-users' kits pair with unfinished 80% receivers, such as AR-15s, that they finish themselves, these points are a particular concern to gun enthusiasts. There's a lot of verbiage in this, but from the perspective of DIY gun makers, one key term is readily to be converted, as in weapon parts kits that are designed to or may readily be converted to expel a projectile by the action of an explosive are firearms under the Gun Control Act of 1968. And yes, they explicitly refer to 80% receivers in this context. So what does readily be converted mean? According to the ATF, readily describes a process that is fairly or reasonably efficient, quick, and easy, but not necessarily the most efficient, speedy, or easy process. What is that? Let me tell you that again. It's reasonably efficient, quick, and easy, but not necessarily the most efficient, speedy, or easy process. They define readily by 8 factors with no single one controlling, including time, ease, expertise, equipment, availability of additional necessary parts, expense, scope, and feasibility. That's pretty wide open, isn't it? Really wide open. Including kits based around AR-15 upper receivers that have not previously been regarded as firearms. The rules can have a far broader reach than that, though, given that the ATF has previously claimed that toy airsoft guns can be turned into firearms. In the age of jigs, online instructional videos, CNC machines, home workshops, 3D printers, and other conveniences that put many projects within reach of hobbyists, it's not obvious where a line will be crossed with the legally fraught goulash of factors that make something readily convertible into a firearm by ATF definition. 3D printers, okay? 3D printers use a spool of material they call filament. And you have to have the file to print it. You put the file in there, and then it's not going to be 30 minutes. It's not going to be readily available. It's not going to be easy. It's going to take hours. Hours. In some cases, a day. Or two. So, what they're trying to do is they're trying to give themselves some latitude to determine whatever it wants about what constitutes a firearm without objective standards. And that way they can evoke any interpretation that seems politically expedient at the moment. But there are limits even to vague language, and the ATF allows that an object must be clearly identifiable as an unfinished component part of the weapon to be subject to regulation, and that frame or receiver molds that can accept metal or polymer, unformed blocks of metal and other articles only in a primordial state would not, without more, be considered partially complete. This is a bunch of molasses for them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I told President Putin my agenda is not against Russia or anyone else. It's for the American people. Fighting COVID-19, rebuilding our economy, reestablishing relationships around the world with our allies and friends, and protecting the American people.
President Biden's comments in Geneva shortly after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes it's Putin that got the best of Biden.
If Joe Biden had gone into this summit from a position of strength, if he had not extended a very badly one-sided nuclear arms control agreement with Russia, if he had shut down that Russian pipeline, we would have been in a much better position coming out of this summit as well.
The Dow losing 265 points on Wednesday to close at 34.33. This is USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve is holding interest rates steady.
The Federal Open Market Committee kept interest rates near zero and maintained our asset purchases.
Paul continues by saying the Fed is keeping a close eye on inflation as the recovery progresses.
Inflation has increased notably in recent months. The 12-month change in PCE prices was 3.6% in April and will likely remain elevated in coming months before moderating.
A new NIH study says the coronavirus could have been in the United States as early as December 2019. The study, citing an Illinois volunteer who gave blood on January 7th of last year, and that led to a positive test result for antibodies. Based on that, researchers say Illinois could have been dealing with the virus around Christmas Eve of 2019. The heat is on for much of the western United States with record high temperatures in Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and Nevada. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, what do you think about the lockdown you just went through, America? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the loss of freedom? And when you look around at your fellow Americans, how do you feel about the fact that they were willing to give up something that they, apparently a lot of them take for granted, for the guise of safety? How do you feel about that? Well, the Biden administration's COVID-19 czar thinks Americans didn't sacrifice enough during the pandemic. Yeah, and I guess he's not afraid of being one of those unpopular people, because he's willing to say that out loud, you know. He blames the loss of 600,000 Americans which has been given over as caused by COVID-19. He blames that on you. He resigned from his position on the Biden administration's pandemic policy team last week, and now he's out there to promote his new book, Preventable. And a big part of his message is that had individuals done more to curb their own selfish desire for social interaction during the last 18 months, we would have seen far fewer COVID-19 deaths. He said during a Monday, he was on CBS this morning, I also think y'all need to look at one another and ask ourselves, what do we need to do better next time? Being able to sacrifice a little bit for one another to get through this and save more lives is essential. I love that whole saving lives thing. That's one of those moments where you can get out there and just throw that term out there without any proof that what you're doing is actually working. You can say that, and at the same time, nobody's going to be able to get out there and say to you, is that really happening? Because of the virtue signaling you're doing right now. He continues on. Preventing the spread of the disease is really about a couple of simple things. Not breathing near one another is in large spaces. That's really it if you want to be overly simple about it. That requires a bit of sacrifice and change. This is on a clip posted to Twitter by conservative journalist Tom Elliott. Avoiding social interaction. Now, his comments, of course, sparked plenty of backlash from folks who pointed out that people did sacrifice a lot as part of that interminable 2-week effort to flatten the curve. On Twitter, we get pajama class that stayed home and got paid during the pandemic doesn't think the rest of Americans did enough. Then we get, like true socialism, true lockdowns have never really been tried, and any failure of our model is on you, you selfish people, because you didn't sacrifice enough or something. Remember when America decided that it was going to lock itself down, this was to flatten the curve. It was never meant to be an 18-month-long operation. It was 15 days. And then it stretched. And then it stretched. And then it stretched. And then, just for a little bit of a difference, it continued to stretch. Anyone who remembers the first few months of the pandemic should be keenly aware of how readily Americans heeded the advice of public health officials to stay in their homes. Whole industries shut down. Churches closed. Traffic volumes were nearly cut in half. Public transit ridership fell over 90% in some cities. Weddings were postponed. Funerals were canceled. Surgery was canceled. Medical care was canceled. I know somebody. Long-time friend of the show, Babs. She had something going on that was not COVID-19, but she was diagnosed mistakenly with COVID-19 and sent home, and she almost died from it. And this is the thing about humans, okay? We're social creatures. We have been since we started walking on two legs. There are no humans out there today. Well, you know, all right, let me rephrase that. Humanity as a whole does not exist solo. So whatever the benefits in terms of lives saved by this extreme social distancing, it obviously wasn't a viable long-term strategy for controlling the pandemic. Then we get the pandemic wouldn't have been as bad if public health officials had realized most people regard in-person social interaction as essential are not pad people for it, and that a strategy centered around expecting them to sacrifice it for months at a time was never going to work. Another convenient thing that happens here. By focusing on the supposed selfishness of the American public, Slavitt skates over the numerous failures of government officials to embrace alternatives to society-wide isolation and lockdowns as a means of preventing COVID-19 deaths. And then we get this on Twitter, another response to this statement. The government screwed up testing, slow-rolled vaccine approval, discouraged masks in the early days, told people to wash their groceries and close parks and beaches, but it is you, the citizen, who did it wrong. Now, the government, who, in the, you know, Fauci in the beginning was absolutely correct about masks. He was correct. We didn't need them. Even when officials changed their tune, though, they were incredibly slow at approving new facilities needed to pump out the high-quality N95 mask. That's the one that would actually work. I never wore one in public. I had a few of them here. I think one of you sent one, a couple to me. But while all this is going on, federal regulators actively suppress private efforts to create COVID-19 tests that might have been made a test-and-trace strategy workable. And it wasn't until December 2020 that the Food and Drug Administration approved an over-the-counter at-home rapid COVID-19 test. During the height of the pandemic last winter, when some 3,000 people were dying every day from the virus or from had it in there, it was still being denied. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let me refresh your memory on a few facts real quick. Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, was fired from his job after a nonpartisan IG determined that he lied under oath to federal investigators on multiple occasions. Then he started a GoFundMe, playing the victim as he manipulated the resistance voters into sending him hundreds of thousands of their dollars. CNN, the self-professed Facts First Network, proceeded to hire him as an analyst, this man who'd been sacked for not telling the truth under penalty of perjury. McCabe has used this platform to assail his critics, wrap himself in victimhood, and generally continue his highly political hackery. But perhaps those things were seen as features, not bugs, at CNN, whose editorial agenda broadly aligns with McCabe's political agenda. And perhaps any temporary consternation over the hire would eventually be erased by extraordinary legal and law enforcement analysis. Like this one. This is coming from Twitter, from Tom Elliott again. Disgraced former FBI agent Andy McCabe on the congressional baseball shooting. The FBI still doesn't know exactly what that shooter was up to. They never really uncovered that sort of detailed evidence, laid out a specific plot or an objective. We're referring to here the Alexandria, Virginia baseball diamond shooting. The one where the shooter rolled up, got out of his car, asked South Carolina Representative Jeff Duncan, Republican, if the guys over there playing baseball were Republicans. Which Jeff Duncan, the only reason he wasn't shot at was he was going somewhere else. He had somewhere else to go. And this guy was too busy, he was too busy getting ready to shoot these guys to take a pot shot at Jeff after he asked him this stuff. Then he proceeded to light up the baseball field. And he shot Representative Steve Scalise. And he was a Bernie bro. He was a Bernie Sanders follower. A Bernie Sanders supporter. And it is evident to anybody looking at this, anybody with a partial brain in between their ears, that this cat was targeting Republicans. So, very easily, and I did not graduate with a degree in anything like criminology or anything else, it is very easy to sit here for me and to tell you that this guy was targeting these guys because they were Republican. Now, if you're going to assassinate a bunch of politicians, if you can do it all at one time, I could see where that might have some allure for you as a sick, demented, twisted, murdering, rampaging killer. I have no problem sitting here and realizing what this guy's goal was. There's no ambiguity about it. But here we have a guy who is the number two guy, or a number two guy. I don't know how many deputy directors actually have at the FBI. I'm not that well read into them. And considering this stance coming from somebody, I don't know if later on in the newscast if somebody got out there and said, no, that's not correct. We know exactly what this guy was all about. We knew what he had going on. Since I don't know if anybody ever corrected him, that just seems incredible to me that that would even be something that you would state. Now, later on, even McCabe calls it undeniable that the GOP members were the target, but he adds that bizarre note of obfuscation about the FBI not really knowing what the shooter was up to, or what his true objective was. Well, see, this is a thing where you get out here. This guy was a rampage killer that was politically motivated. That's what he was. He was not targeting anybody specifically except people with an R after their name in their profession, which was as an elected politician. So his indiscriminate nature qualifies him to be thought of as a rampage killer. Or at least it does in my book. I'd probably have to ask Lott what he thinks about it, and I haven't really thought to ask him that, but that's what occurs to me. Now, given all of this data that we have on the guy, and what was his name? Hodgkinson, you know. I know there's people out there going right now, you shouldn't give him his. He wasn't looking for publicity. He wanted to kill Republicans. That's what made him so dangerous. It wasn't what he wanted to do. It wasn't what he, you know, he wasn't trying to get what, you know, most people are out there trying to get social media fame, notoriety, that kind of thing, get on TV, something like that. This guy had none of that in his mind. I don't know exactly what he had in his mind, but it seems like he was awfully angry. But I digress. what McCabe is describing here seems to align with the Bureau's creepy and outrageous decision not to classify the horror as the politically motivated attempted mass assassination that it so clearly was. Instead, they categorized it as an instance of suicide by cop. I'm not making that up. Now, under pressure, they finally reclassified it as an act of domestic terror last month, years after the incident. The agency's been talking about the attack extremely weirdly since it happened. Coming from the AP in 2017, FBI officials gave an overview of the evidence they gathered on Hodgkinson. They said he acted alone and had no connections to terror groups. But they said they had not yet clarified who, if anyone, he planned to target or why, beyond his animus towards President Donald Trump and the Republicans, he felt were ruining the country. It wasn't even clear whether he had prior plans to attack the baseball practice or whether it just happened up on it in the morning of June 14th, said Tim Slater, who heads the criminal division of the FBI's Washington field office. At this point in the investigation, it appears more spontaneous. So it's spontaneous to roll up on somebody and say, hey, there's a bunch of Republicans. You know what? I have an SKS 7.62 millimeter rifle in the back. I think I'll go over there and just mass murder all of them. They're equating this, you know, when you go like to the checkout line and they've got the candy hanging right there on your sides, and even though you're trying to diet and everything, there's the Reese's Buttercups, and you're trying to buy. They're equating this to an impulse buy. It just happened. His motives were not shrouded in mystery. He was an active Democratic activist with the Bernie Sanders campaign. He held membership in multiple social media groups, strongly opposed to Republicans, like the road to hell is paved with Republicans, join the resistance worldwide, Donald Trump is not my president, terminate the Republican Party, boycott the Republican Party, and expose Republican fraud, among dozens of other groups. He loved the leftist media, and he believed the conspiracy theory that Donald Trump colluded with Russia to get the White House. On online forums, he raged against them. So, you know. And he had mapped out a trip to the D.C. area, took multiple photos of the ball field. Yeah, we knew what this guy was about. Suicide by cop, I don't think so. Hour number 3 is inbound. When we get back, we're going to be talking to the most read author and writer out there today. That is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.